Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
So, Chris, you had a pretty shitty day today, I understand.
Yeah, I lost my wallet, broke my new phone, and got locked out of the house.
Lending your key to producer Brian.
That's right.
And then he...
Well, we don't know if the phone's broken yet. Well,
anyway, he just had a really shitty water. Day. But I want to try to put things in perspective for you. So why don't we call my dad and see... I bet you he's had some pretty shitty days in his life. I bet he could put you in a good mood.
And my dog died.
All right, hang on. Let me call my dad.
Fire department.
Hello?
Yeah.
How's it going, Dad?
Well, it's all right.
Hey, Craig, does
it... Hey, you know, I live right across the street from the fire department, right?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Catty corner.
When they
there
answer
is a fire
phone,
department, do... catty corner from my house.
I call it kitty corner.
Okay. When they answer their phone, do they say, Crud Savage?
As a joke.
So, that'd be a good one.
So, Dad. So, anyway, the reason I'm calling is Chris had a really bad day today. He lost his cell phone.
He broke his new
cell phone that he just bought, like, either yesterday or today. He lost his wallet.
I got locked out of the house.
He got locked out of the house after lending his key to someone else. Then they left and locked him out of the house.
He was really hungry and poor.
Yeah, he didn't have anything to eat. So I was hoping that you might have some stories of bad days that you had to cheer him up. Maybe not to cheer him up, but just to sort of commiserate with him or something.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell the story about what just happened, too?
I got a brand new trick. It's my third trick. The other two were both stolen from me in Oroville. One of them I had just bought. I put it in Sophia's backyard, and they came through the fence and stole it. Like, within no time after I had bought it.
That sucks.
Oh, man.
That was the second. And I had another trick beside that that got stolen from me in Oroville. And now I got this new trick in Oroville, and I'm like, I went and showed my friend Miguel, you know, he was the last guy that lived at Aloha with me, and then they abandoned us, so we had to be, where are we going to move to, you know?
Yep.
And he is in a really more intensive care home now, so I go visit him when I can, you know.
Right.
I went and visited him, and he's like, man, you better get going. It's getting dark. And I'm like, well, I know the bike trail. I've done it before. Because the game was happening. The Giants were playing. I wanted to see the end of the game.
And you didn't have
and
a new light.
Guess what?
Yet, right? You didn't have a new light for the bike because it's a new bike.
I didn't have any light. I had a new bike, but no light for it. And he's like, man, you better get going. You got a light, man. And I should listen to him. He's a Pisces. Pisces is the most psychic sign of the zodiac.
You don't need to tell us that.
Should listen to the Pisces warning me to be careful and get back there. I didn't need to see the end of that Giants game.
Right.
But no, I go riding down and kablam! There was a branch hanging.
Oh, God.
I hit that branch. Solid. I mean, I had a red mark on just under my hairline on both sides of my head. On the left side, there was a big red dot, and on the right side of my forehead, there was a big red dot.
You knocked yourself unconscious, right?
And I didn't know I was in Chico, so I were drinking their water. I know better than to drink Chico water, especially me. I always buy mountain spring water. I'm drinking Chico water and throwing up. First, I thought I was throwing up blood because when I went there, when I saw Miguel, I knew, remembered they don't give you a whole lot of raw fruit. So I bought a bunch of cherries, so I turned him on to a bunch of cherries. And then I'm like, my brain injury head, I'm forgetting, oh, yeah, I ate all those cherries. And I'm like throwing up all these dead cherries, right? And it's all red, and I'm thinking I'm throwing up blood.
Jeez.
And I'm drinking Chico water, and that's what's making me throw up.
I wouldn't drink that water.
Chico water, so horrible.
So anyway, so you basically woke up on you knocked yourself unconscious and woke up in a hospital.
I did. Yeah, I didn't know where I thought. I figured I was still in paradise, so I didn't know they sent me to Chico.
So then, didn't you like also dislocate a bunch of fingers or something too?
Right. That's that was my wake up. Was like, I'm like waking up and I've got all these fingers that are dislocated. I'm looking at them; they're going every which way, and the doctor's like, click. Click, click. Either three or four fingers he had to relocate.
Oh, yeah.
That was like out of my mind in pain, you know?
Yeah.
You dislocate that many fingers, that's hurting.
Now, understand, Chris, my dad's 63 years old.
I know. I already feel dumb for feeling bad about my day.
And look, he called me tonight, and he was in a perfectly good mood because Tim, what happened? Tim Lincecum pitched a
perfect game. Tim Lincecum won his. That's his fourth complete game. Yep. He just pitched another complete game. His fourth complete game in his young 2-year career.
My dad,
he's won two Cy Youngs already.
Yeah.
Is that incredible?
Yeah.
The Giants. That's what the Giants got, though. They've got pitching. They sure picked a good one with Tim Lincecum. And he's from where where Rita lives, my sister, and my cousins all moved up around there, around the Seattle area. That's where he's from.
All right, so I have another idea, Dad, for how you can cheer Chris up. I'm going to play a song that you said this was your favorite song when you were a kid.
Mule Skinner Blues.
There you go, Mule Skinner Blues by the Fendermen. Now,
by the Four Fendermen.
Exactly. I'm going to play that for him. Try to
All right.
See if you can remember it. If you can remember it, sing along. Hang on.
I can remember every. I know it by heart. Still, I'll bet. All right. My favorite song.
Well, good morning to you.
Morning, Captain. Do you need no mule, Skinner? No. You won't run. And I can make any mule listen, or I won't accept your pay.
I like this song.
All right.
All right, Ben, sing along next verse.
I don't know it.
Well, hey.
Oh, hey. Hey. Hey there, little one more man. Bucket down. Do that and chuckle. Just pull bucket down.
All right.
Woo! Ta-ta-ta.
Nice job.
The only no shoddy radio.
Hey, how's your How's your shows been going? You been going to and getting on stage and cracking jokes anymore and stuff?
Not in front of a real audience in a while, but I've been going up once in a while to the open mics.
Good. Glad to hear it. Yeah. Fun, right? Is it? The more fun you have doing it, the better the audience will get off, you know?
That's
what it's all about. The more fun you have with it, the more they'll pick up on that. And
that's great.
That's
advice.
Completely true.
Easier it'll be.
That's right.
Oh, speaking of cracking jokes, remember we told you some jokes before, Dad?
Yeah.
Well,
you got some new ones, huh?
Well, a lot of people liked We put it out on a podcast. You know, I do a podcast.
Oh, cool.
And a lot of people liked that podcast, and some people submitted some jokes for us to tell you.
All right.
So we'll read some of the jokes. I'll read some of the jokes that people submitted for you to hear.
Let me turn off the TV as the Giants are distracting me.
All right.
It's just a wrap-up of the game anyway.
All right.
Okay, I shut it off.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, this one is from Michael Fogarty.
Michael Fogarty?
Yeah. Just
cool.
So, okay.
My roommate was Billy Fogarty.
All right. Maybe he's related.
And his brother was John Fogarty. Have you ever heard of John Fogarty?
Wait, yes, I have.
From CCR?
Creedence Clearwater, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, it wasn't the same, just the same name. He was from New York.
Oh.
But, you know, John Fogarty was from somewhere down south, though he came to Sacramento.
He got stuck in Lodi for some time, I heard.
Yeah.
And then he got stuck in Lodi again.
I think I heard something about that. All right, here we go. There was an older man that was married to a much younger woman, and he was having trouble lasting long enough in bed. So he went to the doctor and was told he should please himself before having sex, and he would last longer. So one day, as 5 o'clock rolls around, he gets a call from his wife who says she's very, well...
horny.
There you go. Horny. She's very horny. On his way home, he remembers what the doctor said, and he decides to jerk it before he gets home. He thinks, well, I can't do it in the car, but if I get under the car, I can pretend I'm fixing my car. So he gets under the car, closes his eyes, and starts jerking it. A few minutes later, there's a tug on his pants. In order to keep the image of his beautiful wife, he doesn't open his eyes, but just hollers, "Yeah!" The voice responds, "I'm Officer Brown. What are you doing down there?" "Well, officer, I'm checking my axle. I think it's come loose." "Well, mister, while you're down there, you might want to check the brakes. Your car's 2 blocks down the road, crashed into a tree." So he's just laying on the highway, jerking it. imagine such a thing.
Man.
All right. Here's another one. This one's from, let me see. Well, the guy's name was Eric. So there's a little boy who I can't find it, but I'm just paraphrasing it.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. So there's a young boy, right? And he walks in on his parents having sex. He sees his dad having sex with his mom, and he really freaks out, you know? and
how old is he? Five?
No, he's 8. He's 8 years old.
Okay.
So he sees his dad having sex with his mom, and it kind of freaks him out. And he gets kind of mad at his dad, and his dad notices that he's been kind of acting weird towards him. So then maybe like a week later, his grandma comes over to visit, and his dad notices that he and his grandma are missing. And so then his dad goes looking around the house for him. He walks in, he finds his grandma in the bedroom, and his son's got her bent over the bed, and he's having sex with his own grandma. And his dad starts screaming. His dad screams at him, "What the hell are you doing?" And he says, "Oh, I see. It's fine when you have sex with my mom."
I can't even. I'm choking you. I can't even. Oh, no. never heard that one before. All right.
Oh man.
Oh man. Oh man, I got no light on in here, man. Nothing. I just turned off the TV. I needed my little booklet so I could write that one down. But I don't think I could forget that one. That's not the kind of one I think I should need to have to write down.
Right.
I think I should be able to remember that one. I hope so.
Let me see if I can find some more. I know I had one.
I cannot take this. This is insane. Oh God, I love this.
Oh my goodness.
Oh God.
I feel like I should tell that at the Paradise Treatment Center Monday morning. That's starting the week off right. Probably get kicked out for the week. Well, we'll see you next week. You ain't ready after that head injury.
Oh, man. I'm still trying to find the other one. Hang on. All right. Here's a couple jokes. These are all from someone named Nicole. Why doesn't Smokey the Bear have any kids?
Because he's a bear. He has cubs, not kids.
Fuck, you already heard this one. Because every time his wife gets hot, he covers her with dirt and beats her with a shovel.
No way. Oh, my Lord. Oh, what a picture that is.
All right, here we go. Two old people are sitting on the front porch in their rocking chairs. And all of a sudden, the old lady gets up and slaps the old man out of his chair. The old man says, "What the hell was that for?" The old lady replies, "That's for having a small dick." Wait, that's not the end. The old man sits back in the chair, scowling at her. Then he gets up and smacks her out of her chair. "What was that for?" she says. "That's for knowing there's more than one size."
Oh my goodness. Oh, Lord right. Have mercy.
All right. Let's see. Okay. What's better than winning a gold medal in the Special Olympics?
Winning a gold medal in the real Olympics.
You're close. Not being retarded in the first place.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Oh, yeah, you're right. I think of that.
Well, Dad, thanks for coming on. I think you cheered Chris up. And
the jokes.
All right. Good talking to you. I love you. Have a good week.
Thanks, Craig.
All right. Sure, Chris.
I love you, Dad. Good night.
All right. Love you, too. Bye. Have fun.
Bye.
Good talking to you, Chris.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
I don't think he ever completely understands that I'm there also.
I know.
I don't think he at all understands that you're there.
Even when I talk, I think he thinks that Chris
is Chris. Chris is doing one of his voices that he does up on stage.
When he's up cracking jokes on stage.
Thank you.